Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is April 28, 2009. It is 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Joanne, your host. The call-in number here is 347-945-5423. So make sure you call in and participate. Guests in the chat room, please take a minute and go register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat room. Little calendar update, May 1st. Melissa Fumero, formerly Adriana from One Life to Live, will be joining me. She's got a new web series called Hot and Bothered. So definitely want you to call in and check that out and show Melissa some love. Hi, Di. Di is in the chat room. Hey, Di. also on, excuse me, May 6th, the cast of Manhattanites will be with me. That will also be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, May 14th will be Megan Ward. And I definitely have some more guests to talk about. We'll do that towards the end of the show. But in the meantime, I want to get to my guest for tonight. Her name is Wanda Ann Colon, and she is on TLC's Homemade Simple. So let's bring her on and give her a warm Stardish welcome. Hi, Wanda.
Hello, I'm so glad to be on. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to take time to come on the show. I'm very excited. Love talking design stuff. Love it.
Excellent.
Okay, so Wanda, give us a little bit of background about you and where you grew up, how you got started, that kind of thing.
Okay, so I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania. It's near Philadelphia, and I actually majored in theater, and I minored in fine arts. And that's kind of how I got my start in design. When I majored in theater, I had no idea I would have to do set design. And I was kind of intimidated with that, and I waited up until my last semester to take set design because I was just like, there's no way I want to do that. I'm going to have to measure. I hate measuring. Mm-hmm. But then what I found out, like, I absolutely ended up loving it. So it was just kind of one of those funny things, and I started doing set design. And then I moved to Los Angeles and, you know, wanted to pursue my thing, and I booked a commercial for Mervyn's, and I met someone by the name of Martin Morales. He played my husband in the commercial, and he's an interior designer. So when I first moved to Los Angeles, I was, like, you know, pretty much willing to do anything. Like, I was looking for work all the time, and he took a look at my portfolio and hired me.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I got started, and I worked with him. I actually still work really closely with him. We do a lot of projects together, and then I started my own business with his support, and, you know, I was lucky enough to get a manager, and we started trying to get auditions for HGTV and TLC, and then I did a couple of shows on HGTV and then booked 24-Hour Design.
That's unbelievable. Now, when you say set design, just so everybody understands, is set design means for, like, plays and movies and things like that?
For plays, predominantly plays, because I majored in theater. So that's basically what I did. And I literally did not want to do it. I thought I would end up hating it, but it was such a creative thing because I went to Kutztown University, which is a really small university in Pennsylvania. Our budgets were really tight. So it was, like, such a challenge for me to say, well, you know what, I want to make this set look different, you know, and, you know, just kind of just challenge yourself creatively, and that's kind of how it all started.
Right. So now, on Homemade Simple, what has been your most challenging design to date? I mean, explain the process to us. You meet a family, you only get a couple hours to get to know them, and then you got to go in and do a design.
Exactly. So I think, you know, I think the hardest thing for me initially was, you know, like I go in and because it's so fast paced, like I immediately think what's going to make the space look better. And I think now I look at it differently and what will make them happier, what's going to make their lives, you know, enriched by me being there. So mm-hmm. it's no longer about like what I think, you know, it's just taking the time and really listening to what their needs are and doing a design that's right for them and not necessarily what will be the biggest reveal.
Now, there are a lot of design shows on, you know, these cable channels now, these cable networks. What separates homemade design from the others?
I think what's different about Homemade Simple is, first of all, it's we also have a chef on our show, so we kind of look at the whole household. It's not just what, like, let's go into their living room and redo their living room. We kind of, we have also, you know, a handyman, and he kind of goes around and fixes things that need fixing, not necessarily mm-hmm. building stuff. He really, like, we pay attention to what their needs are, and mm-hmm. and, you know, of course, we do a room with a big reveal also, but I feel like it's a little more like what's going on with their world, how could we make their lives a little bit easier. We focus a lot on organization and on family and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of what makes us a little bit different.
Now, have you done a design on any of these shows where the couple just or the family comes out and they're like, you know what, that's so not us. I don't want it.
You know what? We've been really lucky that we haven't. I think when I was on 24-Hour Design too, we were very conscious about, like, you know, what do they like and what don't they like. We're not the type mm-hmm. of show that tries to shock people, like, you know,
right.
we're going to put feathers on your wall, or you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think. You know, I was lucky enough that I've never had to work on a show like that. So,
right.
you know, it's all about, like, listening to what they want. Yeah, I'm sure there are some times where they're like, well, it's not exactly what I would have done.
Right.
But then again, you know, it's like you're inviting a designer into your house. You have to be a little open.
Exactly. Yeah, because, no, I mean, the reason I ask, because I have seen shows like that where, you know, they spend so much, you know, time and money in redoing something. And this one show in particular, I won't name it, but one guy came home and he completely freaked out on his wife and the designers. And he just went absolutely berserk. And they showed it on air, which I was really shocked about. But
I think that that does happen, and I think that, you know, I think a couple years ago, like, that really helped with ratings, but I think today, because there's so many design shows, I think designers really want to say, look, we're not hacks, we're really professionals in what we do, we love what we do, and the last thing, I mean, this is kind of how I look at it, if they invite me back into their home when I'm done, then I know I've done a good job. But if they never want to see me again, then I have to kind of look at myself and say, is this really what I want to do?
Right, right. Well, you know what? I mean, so let's say, I just moved into a new place, and
mm-hmm.
it's small. What do you do to maximize space as far as painting? You hear about mirrors and stuff like that. Do you go for that stuff, like adding mirrors to the wall to make the rooms look bigger?
Well, I love mirrors. I love decorative mirrors. I wouldn't do like a wall of mirrors, but I definitely love mirrors. And paint, to me, like a gallon of paint is $35. So you're going to get, it's the least expensive and the quickest, fastest, least taxing way to design or redesign a space. You know, you put some color on the wall and it'll change your world. You know, I do a lot of home shows and stuff, and I always talk about color, and, you know, a lot of my friends, I tell them, you know, I think in color, like, you know, because it's like the quickest way to change a space, and it really makes a huge difference. And even my friends that, like, they're like, well, it's just an apartment, or I'm just leasing, I'm like, you know what, you're living there. Your space, you know, and most apartment places will let you paint as long as you buy primer when you're done, you know, when you're moving. So I feel like it's really key, and you can really add a lot of depth to any room with color.
Right. Now, I'll tell you a design disaster I had, and then I want to hear about maybe one from maybe when you first started. In a place I used to live in Florida, for some reason, I decided to get all tropical, and I painted one wall. I was serious. I went to Home Depot and I had the swatches out, and I was like, all right, I'm doing this, because I was just getting into all these design shows. I was like, there's no reason why, you know, my room has to look like this. I painted one wall like a nice mango color, and then the trim was like an avocado green, and then one wall was like this really, I don't want to say fluorescent pink, but it was like a tropical pink color. Uh-huh. My brother came and he was visiting, and he walked in and he was like, Joanne, it looks like, you know, a box of ice pops threw up in your room on these walls. That's what it looked like. And we ended up priming the whole thing and just painting it one color. But that was like the biggest design disaster I ever had. I know I definitely don't have my mother's genes in design, because my mother does it, but not me. Well, she doesn't do it professionally, but my mother's the kind of person where, you know, you'll go to her house, and then 3 months later you go back and visit, and the kitchen's a completely different way. It'll be different. Well, my mother's a wallpaper freak. She does everything in wallpaper.
I love wallpaper. I love wallpaper. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just did an episode. We just did two episodes, one this season and one the season before, where we did wallpaper. Now, it's not easy. It's definitely not a simple thing. But I absolutely love wallpaper.
So does she. She's a wallpaper freak. The entire house is wallpaper. There's no paint. The only paint is on trim. And even some of her trim is just different types of wallpaper. And
wow.
You can literally go into her house, and the living room will be one color, and then 3 months later you come back and it's completely different, and it's always some type of different pattern, or, you know, and the kitchen is the same way, and the bathroom especially. Oh, my gosh. My mother and father live in Florida, so when I would go every couple of months to visit, every time I went, the bathroom was different.
You know what? Bathrooms, I love powder rooms and bathrooms. I think that they should always be, like, really dramatic, and
mm-hmm.
I can totally relate because, you know, there were times where I would come home and it's like, I have, like, this bout of insomnia, and I'm like, whatever paint is in my trunk, I'm going to paint the bathroom, you know? And I always felt like, you know how hairdressers always have, like, different color hair?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was totally going through that stage, too, where you know, I was living in an apartment at the time, and I was just like, you know what? Every time people came to visit, they're like, are you kidding me? Like, I know.
Exactly.
Kind of crazy.
And that's paint, too. Can you imagine doing it, like, every 3 months in wallpaper?
No, I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine.
She's nuts, because I tried to do wallpaper in a bathroom once, and I almost killed myself because I was like, there's no way. How I cannot get these things to line up, to match, to do anything. You know, and she always does some type of pattern where you have to be precise, otherwise it's just going to look like a big jumble, and she does it. And you know what? I guess the fact that she's been working for Bed and Bath for the last almost 30 years helps,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, she buys tons and tons of accessories. My mother probably has at least 6 bathrooms in her linen closet that she could redecorate over and over and over again with these accessories.
I totally would love to meet her one day. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. You would die. You really would. I was just thinking, I said, you know, I'm going to have to do, when I go down there this summer, I'll take some pictures and I'll email them to you so you can see what I'm talking about.
That
oh, my God. So funny. We do have a caller on the line. You ready to take a call? Let's see if we got a design question here. This is Rita from Chicago. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Rita.
Fabulous. How are you? Say hi to Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Rita. How are you?
Oh, so. Happy to be talking to you guys.
Nice.
Do you have any design questions for Wanda, Rita?
Design.
Anything different you might want to redecorate in your house that you might have a question for Wanda?
What do you mean when you say redecorate?
Well, Wanda, I have to explain. Wanda, I'm sorry. Rita doesn't have a computer, so she doesn't get the skinny on all the descriptions of my shows. She just, you know, hears it. So Wanda is an interior designer.
Oh.
For a show on TLC called Homemade Simple.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking you, for your apartment in Chicago, is there anything in particular that you would like to see redesigned that you might have a question about?
Wanda, did you watch Oprah yesterday? Nate had the four home makeovers where he swapped from different houses, and he had an under $500. They were talking about Target. He did some repainting,
mm-hmm.
and how he made these houses look. They showed the plane. I mean, he doesn't do like what Ty does.
Mm-hmm.
He actually does the redecorating. What do I do? I don't know. I'd love to see my, but it's not my place. I rent. Am I allowed to talk about this?
Sure you are. Why wouldn't you be able to talk about it?
Yeah, Rita, I have to say, you know, what's interesting about what you said that you rent, you know what, I rent too, but I always feel like, you know, the place that you live in should really reflect who you are. So, you know, even if you're renting or leasing or you own, you should take ownership and pride in where you live. And, yeah, you can definitely do some decorating because I feel like it really does help even in people's spirits. Like, I know a friend of mine was going through a tough time, so I went over and we painted her bathroom and, you know, we picked up some things here and there. And it really does make a difference in your life just to kind of say, you know what, I did this and I picked this color or I picked this vase or something like that. And it just kind of makes you feel really good and you take kind of pride in that.
So certainly therapeutic. What are some of the other things that we're allowed to do if we rent?
Well, you need to speak to your landlord because a lot of places you could even paint if you wanted to, but you need to talk to your landlord and ask, you know, if you're allowed to paint and if you do paint, what are the responsibilities when you move out? Like, you know, in where I live, I just need to buy primer. And, you know, primer is like $30 a gallon. So it was worth it for me to paint my apartment, knowing that all I had to do was buy primer.
Right.
I know
right.
When I lived at this condo that I was boarded out of, my mom put the down payment and everything on it. And this, we won't even go there. I know that there were so many things, my church friends, they were talking about putting shelves in. And I felt kind of safe because my landlord couldn't care less. In fact, he didn't even do repairs and things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now that I'm renting, I'm back to renting. This is good to hear what you're saying. In case I do get friends that are going to help me do things like what you saw what Nate does or some do-it-yourself stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to the dollar store now and just buy, like, a simple vase and fill it with artificial flowers. And sometimes that just can brighten your spirits, correct?
I agree with you. I think that right now every show and designers are really budget conscious. And, you know, we try to do things that are really crafty and that gets the homeowners involved. And
right.
You don't have to spend, you know, a lot of money to really get good design or just to get, you know, some pictures on the wall. You
mm-hmm.
can even take your own pictures, you know. It's just adding that personal touch to your space can really make a difference in your life.
Absolutely, and not for nothing. You'd be very surprised at a lot of the stuff that you'll find in the dollar store.
Absolutely.
I know there's a dollar store that is that's nationwide. It's called Dollar General. I don't know if they have it in Chicago, but I know they have it up and down the East Coast. And I'll tell you right now, I found some pretty fabulous stuff in there from decorating stuff from a standpoint, you know, from holiday things, seasonal things. I even went and bought stuff for my sister's bridal shower, little souvenirs for her guests at her bridal shower from there because they really do have pretty,
it's kind of amazing.
Little ceramic figures. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. They really do carry a lot of stuff and you know, in stores like Target and, you know, other
mm-hmm.
stores too. And I mean, really are very budget conscious. And I think that you can get something really nice. It doesn't matter what your budget is. You can shop around and be savvy And definitely, I mean, the dollar store is a perfect example.
Exactly, especially
oh,
when you, you know.
You're talking to the dollar store queen here.
Right. Well, I mean, so then you'll see, you'll know. I mean, so definitely. I mean, Rita, sometimes you talk about how, you know, you sometimes are in a bummed out mood, you know, and when you do have a little bit of extra money, take yourself over, look around your house, in your apartment, and say, you know what? I think it would look nice if I bought a vase and put some artificial flowers in there just to, you know, get the springtime look, and then mm-hmm. buy some kind of aroma oil from there to bring the flower smell or something. You know, you can definitely do that in the dollar
mm-hmm.
store.
Absolutely.
Okay. Rita, I'm going to put you on hold. I got another call, okay?
Oh, thank you, and please keep me on hold.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rita. It was nice
thank
talking
you.
To you.
Mm-hmm. I just hung up on that caller by mistake. Oh, but yeah, call back. That was funny. The dollar stores definitely are much, much different than when they first came out. Mm-hmm. And Target actually has a lot of nice stuff. And they usually have a lot of nice stuff on clearance, too.
Yeah.
You know, that you can mm-hmm. go in wicker baskets and, you know, even just a plain white dish. You know, an odd-shaped dish, you know, you can use as a centerpiece and do little, get some, like, little acrylic paints and do things like that with it, right? I mean,
totally.
Lemons and limes, green
yeah.
apples.
Seriously, Joanne, I, you know, we work on a really tight budget on the show, and and what I feel is, like, the tighter my budget, the more creative I have to be, and I can find, you know, things in pretty much any store.
Yeah, you really can. I mean, even with this new place that I just moved into now, I am renting also, but normally I don't like carpeted places because then you feel like you got to definitely work around the rugs. And I have kids, and I really hate carpets for kids. And this place, the carpet is somewhat of an it's like an olive gold tones, like an olive and gold tones. So I have, I went to Bed and Bath, and I found some really, really nice throw rugs mm-hmm. to put down on, you know, on top of them. Because I'll put airy rugs on top of a rug, especially
yeah,
if I'm
totally
renting,
good.
Because, mm-hmm. it, you know, I don't want it getting all jacked up from my kids, that's for sure. And so I found some nice olive rugs, little kitchen throw rugs, and because all the rooms kind of blend into each other.
Right.
And the previous tenant left behind some valances, some olive and cream-colored valances, and they have these really pretty cream-colored roses on them. So, I mean, it works. So I didn't really have to go out and buy curtains and like that, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, area rugs and stuff like that, you know, marbles and vases. There's so many different ways that you can just, I mean, I get tickled every time I go to the store and I got a little extra money and I can just purchase something. They're like, oh, now I could just go put, I can't wait to take the tags off, wash it, and just set it out. I just, you
I'm
know, to
you.
Me, it's like a great feeling.
It is. It really is. I'm with you. And I really have become like such a great bargain shopper. And one of my tips that I always say is, you know, never buy everything at, like, if you're looking for pillows, don't buy them all in one store.
Right.
Because it really gives a lot of depth and different textures if you get different types of things. And it also allows you to go into different stores, which will give you the opportunity to price check, you know?
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I my kids can't stand, well, not so much my 16-year-old, but my little one, when I take him along, if it's a Saturday, and I'll say, oh, I feel like walking into Target. And then, you know what? Target is right next door to Kohl's. Let me run into Kohl's real quick. And then Marshall's is right next door to that one. So let me run into Marshall's. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, at least in one of these stores, can I get a toy? And I'm like, all right, you get a toy as long as I can go look around. And you do. You get to bargain shop and price shop. And
mm-hmm.
you don't want to buy all those everything in one store. What about Home Goods? It's another great store.
You know what, we just are getting Home Goods in California, but because my show travels, I'm just in Raleigh now. I just got into Raleigh, North Carolina last night, and
okay.
Someone just emailed me and said, you know, there's a Home Goods in Raleigh, so I have to go check it out. So
it's a great store.
Yeah, I think it's like a TJ Maxx, but just like decorative stuff.
It is, and
is that
and,
what it is?
Oh gosh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, at least the one in Florida was. I didn't find the one up here yet. I mean, I know there is one here, but I just didn't get to it yet. But the one in Florida where I lived in Fort Lauderdale was huge, and they had some fabulous stuff. I mean, open stock on dishes. I did a lot of decorating from my last apartment in Florida from Home Goods.
Nice.
You know, nice, funky looking dishes and area rugs and, oh gosh, the last apartment that I lived in was a three bedroom, three bathroom townhouse. So I had a lot of rooms to go through, and I did pretty much everything from Home Goods. And
nice.
And between that and my mother's discount at Bed and Bath, I did all right.
Awesome. That's so great.
You know what? Let me give you a little tip on Bed and Bath. And you guys out there that go shopping in Bed and Bath, when you get those 20% off coupons, because the employees get the same discount. So it's just like, you know, they don't get anything different than a regular consumer would get. You can use multiple coupons in the same purchase.
Yes.
You
and they don't care if it's expired.
No, they don't.
It's like one of my favorite stores because of that. I mean, it's kind of amazing because at first I had no idea I could use expired coupons, and I literally thought, well, I'm going to have to wait in line twice to use two coupons, but they welcome them all at the same time, which I think is amazing.
Absolutely. It does not matter if they're expired either. So my mother told me that. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I have so many of those things, but I just never really. And she was like, oh, yeah. She's like, don't throw them out. She's like, if you're going to throw them out, she was like, give them to me. Because she gives them to the little old ladies that come into the store. You know, if they don't have a coupon, she just hands them out. You know, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So, oh, here's our other caller, Tony from Chicago.
Hello.
Did I hang up on you before?
No, I know. I got cut off by mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry. So tell me, Wanda.
It wasn't your fault, Joy. Hi, Wanda. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I had a chance to watch a couple of shows here and there, and I did say your design style is like, oh, okay, I haven't seen this before, but it's something unique, but it's very good.
Thank you.
Very good. What advice did people give you about the spaces that you want and how you get your inspiration to make their rooms up like that?
You know what? I really look to the family for inspiration. You know, a lot of times, you know, even with color, it's like a lot of people are really like, how do I pick color? And what I kind of do is I'll even look at what they're wearing. I'll even look in their closet, and if I see like, you know, a lot of cardigans and vests and scarves, then I see that this person's a real traditional kind of classic person. So that's kind of where my design style will go. But if I see like really trendy colors and bold shoes and bold jewelry, then I know that I can get a little bit crazier maybe with bolder colors. So I really kind of always look to whoever I'm designing for my inspiration. I try never to put my own, you know, like if it were up to me, every house would be, you know, dark colors because I really love dark, rich colors. But I know that not everybody does. So, you know, being on the show especially, you know, you really have to kind of be open to what, you know, just kind of look and see what they might like and kind of, you know, I do like to push the envelope a little bit and get them a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but I want to make sure that their space reflects who they are.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. Okay, now my next question is, non-design related, but I resolved that you, in your bio, that you did something with Jack Seinfeld back in the day. Fitness product?
With Jake,
So you were assigned to work. Well, I wasn't like working with that guy. I mean, he's one of the best fitness experts around.
He's amazing. It was just actually last year, I did an infomercial with Jake, and it was called the Shadow Boxer. And it was really a great opportunity for me as well, because, you know, I travel a lot, and I have to be honest, Tony, like, I love food. So what was happening with me is that I was working like 12, 13-hour days, and I'd come home and I'd have like the biggest meal of the day, like at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then I'd go to bed. And then I'd get up early the next morning and do it all over again. And so really quickly, I gained like probably a good 20 pounds in like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I saw this opportunity to work with Jake, and I let him know. I was like, you know, I just don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden I find myself to be out of shape. And, you know, I'm not really liking what I see on TV when I watch the show. I'm like, how did that happen? Plus, you know, and then I was, you know, at first I was like, well, you know, when people would call me and they'd say they saw the show, and, you know, my mother would be like, are you gaining weight? And I was like, no, mother, you know how the TV adds 10 pounds. You know, and then she came to visit me on set, and she's like, honey, it's not the TV. I'm like, I know. So I had this great opportunity to work with Body by Jake, and I mean, they really got me in shape with the Shadow Boxer, and, you know, I just kind of got a really good outlook of like, you know what, this is my life, and I have more control than what I think. And I don't necessarily need to eat a large pizza at 10 o'clock at night, you know, and I could eat something healthy, but that's yummy, you know, and it's just kind of like, and, you know, I still, like, the other day, I was like, I want French fries more than anything in the world. So, right. You know, I was like, and I'm going to eat them, and I did. But, you know, because it is, you know, it's what the reality is. But, you know, it is, it's kind of like, you know, your life, and you do have to take control of it and say, I want to make a change. But talking about Jake, he's just amazing. I mean, he is so fit. And he really has, like, he believes in what he does, and he makes a difference in so many people's lives. And I was really fortunate enough to be part of that for a little bit. So it was really great.
Yeah, he has that trademark when he said, you want to push yourself, all right, or you push yourself and always motivate you, he always uses words, don't quit.
Yes, don't quit. That's what he always says, and it's true. You know, it really is. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Tony, because I haven't worked out in, like, 2 months, and today I started working out, and I'm feeling a little sore, but I'm kind of glad.
So don't quit. Keep at it.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you calling.
My pleasure.
Okay. Hold on, Tony. So now tell me about this screenplay that you're writing.
Okay,
screenplays, right?
Yeah. I've written a couple of screenplays, and then my last break, I decided that I wanted to be, you know, actually produce and write and be in a short, and I did that, and it's called Salt, and we are now, you know, submitting it to film festivals, to short film festivals, and I'm really excited about it, and it's just, like, I'm so, like, fortunate to work with the people that I do. My manager, Cassandra, is amazing, and you know, my boyfriend was the director, and, you know, just worked, and I worked with some great artists, and just kind of, you know, I feel like if you really want something, you have to work for it. It doesn't just come to you. So that's a part of my career that I really want to start working on, and I'm really excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, well, you know what? I congratulate you on that. Now, let's see. I wanted to touch on something else here that I saw. You're designing. Go back step a little bit for some people here. You have a private design firm as well. How
mm-hmm.
did you go from designer, set designer, college, all that, to designing for the stars? Like, it says here that Cher was one. How did Cher become one of your clients?
It's actually, I worked briefly with Cher. It was my boyfriend who actually, I met him in California, and he was doing work for Cher, and that's kind of how I got into that. And he also had done work for Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working for a design firm, and then we worked together on a project. And then, you know, that's kind of how our business first started. And then it moved into interior design because I was working with Interior Motives. And mm-hmm. it just kind of grew from there. And I think, you know, L.A. is one of those places that once you have someone like that in your resume, you get other work like that. So we were fortunate enough to then work with Paul Stanley from KISS and, mm-hmm. you know, some other celebrities. And it's just, I mean, I just kind of feel like, you know, we worked really hard in our business and we were fortunate enough to get some really great clients.
Right,
and
right.
build our portfolio. Mm-hmm.
So what? Give me a design disaster in your early days, if you've ever had any.
Okay, you know what? There is a design disaster, and it has to do with wallpaper. And it wasn't really it was actually a mural on canvas, and we did this mural, and we didn't negotiate the deal really well because the client thought that we were going to install the mural, and that meant the mural was going on a ceiling. And what we should have done was called a professional wallpaper person, but we tried to hang the mural on the ceiling ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was really a disaster. And you know how it is. You know, we had to line up the hole for the
mm-hmm.
light fixture in the middle, and, you know, we didn't take account for, like, the canvas, once it got wet, it was going to shrink, and it was totally a disaster.
Oh, my gosh, they must have flipped out.
It was, I thought, they're never going to pay us. Like, we're never going to be done, and they're never going to pay us. And it's never going to stick to the wall.
Oh, my gosh. What's the most memorable family that you've worked for, basically doing a homemade simple? Are there any one family that particularly sticks out in your head?
Yes.
Okay, I just lost her. I don't know what happened to her. Okay, well, while I'm waiting for my dear friend Wanda to call back, hello, Barb. Hello, Neville. Hello, Carissa and everyone else, Mary. And I don't know what happened to Shy Guy. She was in the chat room, but she disappeared. So hopefully Wanda will call back in real quick. So anyway, May 1st, Melissa Fumero, Melissa Gallo, will be on Stardust to talk about her new web series. You can find it on teen.com. It's called Hot and Bothered. I don't know if that's the way you say it, or Hot and Bothered, H-A-U-T-E, and Bothered. So check that out. May 6th, the Cast of Manhattan Nights is coming on, 10 p.m., and from what I understand, it's going to be Forbes March. I believe Darnell Williams, Gregory J. Martin. Let's see, what else? Megan Ward will be on the show May 14th, so we'll do that, 10 p.m. Then I have an actress coming on from the new show Glee. Her name is Brooke Newton. I'll post some dates over, you know, the next couple days, I think. And another actor, Danny Arroyo, will be coming on. So there's going to be a lot of people coming up soon. So just chill out and wait for those emails. Yeah, the webs here. If you like Imaginary Bitches, you're gonna like the Hot and Bothered with Melissa Gallo. Here's Wanda. I don't know what happened, Wanda.
Talking and then I didn't hear her response.
I was like, oh my god, we just lost her.
I don't know what happened, but I have no idea where you lost me, where I lost
you. Okay, well, it was right at the question. Most memorable family for
okay.
Homemade Simple.
Okay, so it was a family that we did last season. They had just gotten married, and a few weeks after they got married, he was deployed. So he's in the military. And when they bought their house, they tore up the floors and, you know, it was kind of a mess when we went in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough that, you know, someone, I think it was her best friend, submitted her for the show. And Lowe's sponsors a couple of shows in a season, and they sponsored
mm-hmm.
that show. So they came in and they helped us do flooring for the entire house. And
wow.
We really made over that house, and we did it the weekend he was coming home. So we were able to shoot him coming home and actually going into the house, and he was, like, just shocked, you know, that his house has been completely made over.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that was a really great show for us. I mean, it was really emotional for all of us because, you know, I mean, they go out there and they put their lives on the line. So for us to just, I mean, it seems like so simple. We put flooring and paint on their walls, but they were thrilled. I mean, it just really was awesome.
Right, right. Well, that had to be. I got goosebumps now just from you saying that because
yeah.
I can envision him, like, walking in on all this and you guys getting it to shoot. That
yeah.
had to be something to see.
Yeah.
You have a USO tour that
mm-hmm.
you're going to do, or you did?
No, I'm doing that in June.
In
I'm
June.
Going to Korea, Japan, and Guam.
Wonderful.
I'm really
now,
excited.
How did you get involved in that?
My manager and my publicist worked it out, and, I mean, it was just kind of like when they asked me if that's something I wanted to do, I was like, that's the least I could do. I'm like, so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, you're just making your way around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well, you know what? Hey. It is what it is. You're a talented lady, so you know what?
Thank
Spread
you.
Yourself around, and you know what I mean? Now, let me see real quick here. I want to touch on, go visit Wanda's website, wandacologne.com.
Wanda and Cologne.
Oh, duh, and I didn't put it in there. Yes, wandaandcologne.com.
Thank you.
Homemade Simple airs on Saturdays on TLC, so you need to check your local listings. And there's a new episode coming out next week,
yeah.
I believe, next Saturday. So definitely check your local listings for that. And check out Wanda's website. And, God, I can't wait to email you pictures
I feel
of
like
my
we're
mother's
friends.
Stuff.
You know what? I feel like we're friends.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that because that's how I feel also. It's just like talking to an old friend on the phone.
Yeah, it was
and
a pleasure.
Well, you know what? That means I did my job correctly because that's exactly how I love my guests to feel, and you should always leave with that feeling. But I really can't wait to email you these pictures of my mother's house now because
Excellent.
You're going to die when you see it. This woman, she's nuts. I'm telling you, she's nuts. She does a fabulous job, but she's nuts with the wallpaper, I'll tell you right now. I remember just when I was living at home, when I was living in Florida and with them, I had come to New York for a 4-day visit. She took that opportunity while I was gone for that 4 days. She took everything out of my bedroom, stripped it all down, and re-wallpapered it and had it redecorated by the time I had come back.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
I need her. I need her, I need her as my assistant or something. That's awesome.
And it's so funny because I say to her all the time, like, you could really make a living doing this. I don't understand
yes.
why the hell you work for Bed and Bath because, honestly, she could have been doing something with herself with this, but she does.
Awesome.
It's hysterical, so I can't wait to email you those pictures.
Awesome.
Everybody, thank you to Wanda and Cologne, and make sure you check out her website and definitely check out TLC's Homemade Simple. And even go to the homemadesimple.com website. They've got some great, great tips
yep.
on arts and crafts from bangles to vases and anything that you can think of, how to decorate mirrors. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous wealth of information on that website. So check that out also. So thank you again, Wanda. Oh, Wanda, before
you
go, can I get you to do a promotion for the show? Will
Absolutely.
You say, like, hi, this is Wanda and Cologne on Stardish Radio?
Absolutely.
Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm recording.
Okay, tell me the name of the radio. What is it called?
Stardish Radio.
Stardish Radio. Okay, sure. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Wanda Cologne from TLC's Homemade Simple. Make sure you listen to Joanne on Stardish Radio.
Perfect. All right, BFF, I'll be sending you some pictures.
Excellent. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Wanda.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Thank you to Wanda for calling in the show tonight. She's got some great stuff on that website, so go check it out. Barb, you want to give a call in, and we can do a Rock the Soap update? let's see. I'm going to get back to who I am having on the show. Let's do that real quick. Hopefully Barb heard me to call in so we can do a little Rock the Soap update. So Manhattanite's cast is May 6th. Definitely come back for that. Danny Arroyo, he's the winner of Best Actor for his work in indie drama Chimera House. He has also starred in Lethal Weapon 4 with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, Spring Breakdown with Amy Poehler and Rachel Dratch, Backstage Pass with Eric Roberts, and he's in the Repo Chick and the highly anticipated sequel to the 80s cult classic Repo Man. He will be on the show May 11th. Megan Ward will be on May 14th. So definitely check that one out. Also, Brooke Newton is my next one. She will be on May 18th, and she is going to be in the new show Glee. So make sure you check that out. Let's see here. Who else did I want to talk about real quick? Rock the Soap 2 is in full effect. So you guys get starting to save your pennies. April 9th through the 12th it is. And if you didn't go sign up for those alerts, go do so now. Go sign up for the newsletter at rockthesoap.com. I'm going to bring Tony back on. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne.
Wanda's fabulous, isn't she?
Oh, yes, she certainly is. Certainly is. And She's got a big hand on her shoulders, you know. She's a real design whiz and all that, and she's got a lot of good things in her life going on, so, you know.
I'm telling you, she really is. Oh, and I almost forgot, Melissa Fumero will be May 1st.
That'll be this Friday, Friday night.
With her new web series, Hot and Bothered. I don't know if that's how you say it, though. The hot.
I think it's what we call it. Or you can call it Hot and Bothered.
Hot and Bothered. Melissa Fumero. So come check out her new web series. Let's see.
F on teen.com, teen.com TV, I think is the site, right?
Yeah, teen.com. Let's see. Who else? Brooke Newton. Danny Arroyo, and I got a few other people in the works that I'm working on, so I'm not really going to say too much about them right now. So let's see who else is here in this chat room. I don't know if anybody has seen this show, The Mentalist, on CBS, but
oh,
I have to say that I am loving this
Simon
show.
Baker? Oh, yeah. The one with Simon Baker?
Yeah. I never watched it, but tonight was the first night I watched it, and I really, really loved it.
Mm.
So it was really a good show.
Yeah, and it will be, and it more likely will be back for next season, for next fall.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best shows of this past fall season. There's only one of three shows that were the best all season long, by all the networks combined.
Right. I do want to say Tony Dovolani was on the other night, and Melissa Rycroft unfortunately did not get to dance. She definitely jacked herself up with that latest injury she had. Didn't really get to see too much about what it was. I know she had a sprained rib and some other stuff, bruised rib, I mean, and something else had happened to her, the way the doctors told her that she could positively not dance. So this has been a tumultuous season for Dancing with the Stars as far as injuries go. So I'm really sorry for Tony that she didn't get to do that, because he looked so sad and disappointed yesterday coming down those stairs, and she wasn't on his arm. So that was a little disheartening. I feel bad for him for that.
Yeah, but they did get a reprieve, Joanne, because they will be back next week.
Yeah, so, you know, best to her. And so I wanted Barb to call in with the latest on the Rock the Soap updates, but I guess she's away from her computer because she's not answering me. So I'm just going to say, everyone who was on Rock the Soap this past March, is going to be on Rock the Soap in April of next year with the addition of Tyler Christopher, Rick Hurst, and Billy Miller. And
That's for right now.
That's right now. There will be more announced, I'm hoping. And so you guys did not get to go. Please start saving your money. Go sign up at the website for the email news alerts so you can be privy to the specials and the contests, because there will be some. So definitely go ahead and go do that. And because it was, and the Divas are coming back and they're going to perform a full concert, not just a 10-minute set, a full concert. So that's going to be good too. Let me see who this is real quick. Hold on a second. Area code 856. Who's this?
Hey, it's Neville.
Hey, Neville. I don't know why I can never remember your phone number. Because I always see it just pops up on my phone and says Neville. I don't look at the number. So I'm like, oh, 856. Who's this? So say hi to Tony.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Not much, Neville. How are you, man?
So we have to tell Tony why he has to go on a cruise, Neville.
All right.
Tell him. I said it. Now you tell him. He probably thinks I'm bullying him. But go ahead.
No, I'm not. You need to go on Rock the Soap, too, because it's going to be an experience that you'll never forget. You're going to see the Divas at daytime performing a full set this time. And that was their hugest selling point on this
first one.
And they're absolutely incredible. I mean, if you're going to check out the money for something, for an event of this kind of stature, that's like the best thing to go to, is to see those three ladies perform. Cassie, and Bobby are just undeniably fantastic. So you're just going to have a ball with those three. And not just them, you're going to see your favorite people from ABC Daytime as well as some faces from CBS too. So it's
mm-hmm.
going to be a wild ride. And I got to tell you, from my experience of what happened with me this past March, my God, I would love to live it again. I mean, I found out I had a man crush plus a drinking buddy all in just one weekend. So.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And
You can't leave. If you really want to know what goes down between myself and Aiden Turner, you have to watch. Because I seriously got scolded. I got scolded by people.
Uh-oh.
So, Aiden Turner, Mr. I need my protein because I drank too much. He was just too funny. I mean, you know, and then with the additions, Tyler Christopher, Rick Hurst, and Billy Miller, that's going to be a fabulous selling point also. And, you know, hopefully we'll definitely have some more actors and actresses joining the crew as well.
I'm positive they're going to be doing this once again, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like,
and just so everybody knows that the Soap Opera Mania tour has been canceled. Oh, so, you know, all these tours that were planned to go around the country with that Soap Opera Mania, which I have to reiterate had nothing to do, including Chicago, which had nothing to do with SoapNet or Soap Nation. It's a total separate deal. They unfortunately canceled all their events due to the economy. So
if you did pay your money for that, you should be expecting your money back within the next several weeks. So.
Yeah, I still have emails for that.
And I was just about to purchase my tickets for the event on July 11th here in Chicago. Out here in Rosemont. Now I don't have to do it now.
Well, you know what? Tony, put that money away towards the cruise.
Because you
have a year to do it. I mean, honestly, let's think about it, right?
You go down for your down payment.
That's what I was just going to say. What day do the tickets go on sale to the public, Neville?
They will go on to the whole public on the 19th of May.
Okay, so put it away, Tony, and use it towards a down payment on the cruise. And then you start getting the refer friends, which I'm sure that they're going to do again, or they're definitely going to make it easier. And just start socking it away for the cruise, you know. a little bit here, a little bit there, and, you know, do like a little Christmas club fund for yourself.
Yeah, and it's gonna be more like, and it's gonna be more like a birthday present for me, because, you know, a knife on April 9th and 12th next year, that will be after I turn 44.
Oh, see, there you go.
Okay.
So let's do it,
we had some birthday people on this last one, so they'll be they'll be able to give you a little something for your birthday if you go on there. You're not gonna find many events out there that's gonna give you so much downtime with these stars up close and personal, like, all the time. You're gonna see them everywhere, and you know you definitely will have, you know, obviously you're gonna give them some space when they're having dinner or they're eating or something
mm-hmm.
like that. They're having
right.
you know, with Torsten and Susan with their kids and all, you know, you're gonna give them their downtime, like that stuff. But majority of the time, you know, they're gonna be all around. You get to hang out with them all the time. It's like, you know, you'll be able to spend so much time with all these people. It's like you're like their best friend on the boat for like 3 days, you know? That's,
exactly.
That's how you're going to feel when you see them.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Let me just jump in real quick, because Nivelle has a show coming up with my buddy, J.P. Lavoisier, on April 30th.
Yes, that is this Thursday, last day of April. I will be having on JPL on the show, which... How long did this take?
A year.
A year?
A little over a year. A little less than a year. I believe, yeah. So what time does the show start?
8 p.m. Eastern time, so.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you guys. You wanted it at night, so it's happening on Thursday. You should be happy.
You know? But JP is an awesome, awesome interview. He's so fun. So, so fun. Let's see, who else did I want to... Okay, we only got 3 minutes left, so yes, definitely remember, Melissa Fumero is coming on May 1st to talk about her new web series. So make sure you check that out. That's at 10 p.m. Then May 6th, Cancer Manhattanites will be on the show to talk about the movie, which will be released for sale on May 6th on DVD. Gregory J. Martin, the director, and I believe Darnell Williams and Forbes March are going to be joining me. And let's see, who else did I say? Megan Ward is on May 14th, but before her will be Danny Arroyo, who's done some pretty intense films. He's in Lethal Weapon against Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, and he's done some other things as well, and I'll post bios and all that over the next couple of days so you know who he is. And Brooke Newton, who will be starring in the new show Glee, will be on with me also on May 18th.
And that'll be right, and then Joanne, let me add something in here. That will be right before this the series premiere on May 19th, which follows the season finale of American Idol.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. See, Tommy, you're not just a weatherman. You're the TV man. So, So definitely check that out. And don't forget to check out Buzzworthy Radio with JPL. Anybody else, Nivelle?
We just wrapped up our Fringe series this morning. So if you want to check out Jashik and Nicole from this afternoon, who plays Astrid Farnsworth on Fringe, she was on this afternoon at 12:30. Season finale of Fringe is on May 12th. I advise you to watch that.
Right. Oh, and John Brotherton can be downloaded in the archives as well. Another
yes.
good guy right there. So definitely go check that out. Okay, so until May 1st, I'm signing off.
Friday
Thank
night.
You to Wanda and Cologne. Don't forget to watch Homemade Simple on TLC next Saturday. Check your local listings for the time, TLC channel. And WandaNCologne.com is her website. Go check it out. Then there's HomemadeSimple.com. Check
yeah.
that one out. It has great, great, great design tips. So I want to definitely say thank you to her for coming on the show. Very sweet lady. And it's just like talking to an old friend. Just got to love it. That's when you know you did your job right, when they say that to you. You know, so until May 1st, I will talk to you all then. It's Joanne signing off for Stardish Radio. Good night, all.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.